It's Wednesday, September 12th, AED 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence twice referenced radical Islamic terrorism during a Pentagon ceremony to commemorate the 17th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, invoking a favorite phrase of President Donald Trump.
17 years ago today, America fell under attack. 19 radical Islamic terrorists seized control of 4 commercial airlines to strike the centers of our economy, our military, and our national government. They struck the World Trade Center first at 8:46 in the morning. The hijackers hit the North Tower, then 17 minutes later, as the world watched, the aircraft struck the South Tower. At 9:28, a third group of terrorists hijacked Flight 93 in the skies above Pennsylvania and redirected the aircraft toward Washington, only to be stopped by the extraordinary heroism of the Americans on that aircraft. Here at the Pentagon, at 9:37, terrorists struck this great citadel of American strength. The attacks on September 11th shattered the peace of that quiet September morning and claimed the lives of 2,977 men, women, and children. 184 of them fell here. 59 aboard Flight 77 and 125 dedicated Americans serving in the hallways of the Pentagon and our Department of Defense.
Listen to what Vice President Pence said yesterday to the family members who lost loved ones at the Pentagon on September 11, 2001.
To the families of the fallen, gathered here and all those looking on, the cherished final moments you shared with your loved ones no doubt seem like just yesterday. A goodbye kiss, a tender embrace, or one last wave. Just know that your nation understands that while we all suffered loss that day, we know you bear a special burden. But we gather here in the shadow of the building where your loved ones departed this life to say that you do not bear that burden alone. The American people stand with you, and we always will.
Donald Trump Jr. appeared on ABC's Good Morning America to respond to the explosive New York Times op-ed column written by an anonymous Trump administration official who claims that he is part of the resistance, attempting to thwart Trump's agenda from within.
I imagine this is a very low-level person. Pretty disgusting. That's pretty sad. Perhaps it's a disgruntled person who's been thrown out because they didn't deliver on what they were supposed to do.
Trump Jr. explained the impact of his father's suspicion since the New York Times op-ed column was released on September 5th.
I think there are people in there that he can trust. It's a much smaller group than I would like it to be.
The president's eldest son, who now runs the Trump Organization with his brother Eric, and has been campaigning aggressively for Republicans ahead of the midterms, is afraid that if the Democrats retake the House, that they will initiate impeachment proceedings.
Our people, the MAGA people, they have to turn up. They have to get out and vote. And I think we can break history.
Trump Jr. added that he agrees with his father, quote unquote, without question, that if there is an impeachment, it will be the fault of Republican voters who do not show up at the polls in November. Last Thursday, the youth pastor of Dallas West Church of Christ, Botham Jean, was shot and killed by off-duty Dallas police officer Amber Geiger in his own home. The officer reportedly mistook Jean's apartment for her own and opened fire, thinking Jean was an intruder. On Sunday at Dallas West Church of Christ, the family and church congregation held a service to honor the life of Jean. His girlfriend, Cynthia Johnson, said at the service on Sunday, quote, "Pray for me that I find peace, acceptance, and healing in Christ our Lord," end quote, according to the Dallas Morning News. The new Italian government will introduce a ban on Sunday shopping in large commercial centers before the end of the year as it seeks to defend the Christian Sabbath, reports Reuters. Exodus 20, verse 8 says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." Anne Graham Lotz, the 70-year-old daughter of the late evangelist Billy Graham and an evangelist in her own right, has announced she has been diagnosed with breast cancer, reports the Christian Post. In a blog entitled "My Cancer, My Fuel for the Fire," Lotz asked for prayers for God to heal her in, quote, "whichever way he deems would bring him the most glory, whether with or without surgery, or through the greater miracle of the resurrection," end quote. She posted on her Facebook page Wednesday that she was receiving care at the University of North Carolina Cancer Hospital. Surgery is scheduled for September 18th. Her father, Billy Graham, died earlier this year on February 21st at the age of 99. And finally, officials on Friday at a Louisiana high school painted over a business logo because it contained the cross and the word Christ, in a move that baffled the business owner, reports Christian Headlines. Billy Weatherall, the owner of Christ Fit Gym, said he paid $3,500 for his business logo to be painted in the end zone at Benton High School. The end zone logo displayed a cross, the name of the business, and 1 Timothy 4:8. But hours prior to the Friday night football game, the logo was covered with paint. Weatherall won a temporary injunction preventing the logo from being painted over, but not before it already was covered. His attorney, Ryan Gaddy, told KSLA-TV that students were ordered to paint over the logo, saying, quote, "Just let that sink in. They were told to spray paint over the name of Christ," end quote. Weatherall, who has sued the Benton Football Booster Club, said he's been asked to withdraw the lawsuit, but is refusing to do so. Philippians 1:27 says, "Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, September 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.